USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Pope Francis delivered his Easter Sunday message at the Vatican. Services at St. Peter's Basilica were scaled back for the second year in a row. Fewer than 200 attended. In the message broadcast to tens of millions around the world, the Pope urged countries to speed up vaccine distribution, particularly to the world's poorest. He called for peace, asked God to comfort the sick, those who have lost a loved one, and the unemployed. He praised medical workers, sympathized with young people unable to attend school, and said everyone was called on to combat the pandemic. The United States, South Korea, and Japan have agreed in high-level security talks to work together to keep up pressure on North Korea to give up its nuclear ballistic missile programs. The three countries also agreeing on the need for full implementation by the international community of UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The military confirms that explosions around two Somali army bases on Saturday killed at least nine staffers. More than 70 attackers were taken out. The Al-Shabaab extremist group is claiming responsibility. In a separate attack last night, a suicide bomber detonated an explosive at a tea shop in the Somali capital of Mogadishu, killing at least six people and wounding four others. 22 members of Indian security forces were killed in one of the bloodiest attacks yet by an extreme insurgent group in central India. They were killed in a four-hour firefight. Indian security forces have been battling far-left guerrillas since 2017. Last month, five policemen were killed and several others injured in a blast that targeted a bus carrying security personnel. Landslides and flash flooding from torrential rain in eastern Indonesia has killed at least 41 people and displaced thousands. More than two dozen are missing. Mud tumbled down onto dozens of homes in a village in the middle of the night. Relief efforts are hampered by power outages and roads covered in thick mud and debris. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The top two teams in college basketball will meet Monday night for a national championship.
Baylor advanced to the title game by dismantling Houston 78-59. Five Bears scored in double digits, with Baylor building up a 25-point lead at the half. The other national semifinal game was the opposite of a blowout, as Gonzaga defeated UCLA in overtime 93-90 on a half-court heave at the buzzer from the Zags' Jalen Suggs. Gonzaga moved to 31-0 on the year with the win, becoming the 12th undefeated team to make it to the national title game, and the first since Kentucky in 2015. There hasn't been an undefeated champion in men's Division I basketball since the 1975-76 season, when the Indiana Hoosiers cut down the nets with a 32-0 record. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In the women's tournament, Stanford and Arizona go for the gold tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. The anticipated reunion of a classic TV show is finally back on schedule. Wendy King has details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, David Schwimmer, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry are reuniting next week to film an unscripted Friends special for HBO Max. The project is now back on track after being derailed for a year due to the pandemic. The dating is scheduled to take place at the show's original soundstage on the Warner Brothers studio. The reunion is expected to debut on HBO Max in May.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.